Is that part of your history, has some things?
It covers the whole state pretty good. I don't know. I think I think it's in the libraries over that thing. If you get a chance sometime, you read that. It's D.V. McKay's Pioneer, Florida. It tells about a lot of old time things here. A lot of things about the Indians. I don't know. My parents were here for some while ago. And hear them talk, and I don't know how much a person is supposed to remember. I can remember plenty of things that happened when I was 2 years old. And quite a few that happened before I was 2. And I remember very well. I remember plenty that happened after I was 2 years. But, and a lot of that stuff sort of history that I remember hearing the folks talk about it there. Just like about the last raid the Indians made here. Hear them talk about it. I can tell that whole story. I know the whole thing.
When your folks came down here, was that before or after the Civil War, the Federal War?
That was after.
That last Indian raid after, too?
The last Indian raid was made in 1855. And I've known quite a few of the Indians and one of the Everglades of the world. And I've known quite a few Indians. And there were no Indians that died just a few years ago. No Indian chief, Billy Bulldog. He was, it seems like he was 103 or 104 when he died. But in the winter, of 1859, I went hunting below Lake Platte, back below what they call that, and beat a lot of scrub country. But still this side of Palmdale, if you know what I'm saying. And this old Indian was living at the reservation. But he found out I was going hunting over there, he came over. He wanted to hunt with him because he knew me. So we hunted together. He went to set up his little about 20 feet from my den. We hunted together. I killed a deer. He didn't kill anything. He was about 100 years old then. But
he was a
He was good. He was better to talk to than the majority of Indians. And on that hunting trip, I talked to him quite a bit. And I have a little idea right now. He wanted to fix the hide for me, to dress the hide into camel skin. Most of the old Florida crackers used to use buckskin. They dress those hides, you know, for the skin. They make cow whips out of buckskin.